from the heart of the roach capital of the world, here in the district in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, it is Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. What up, yo? This is Shannon Young, back with you once again. I've had a rough day. Yeah, it wasn't particularly rough, but there have been instances that have made my day kind of shitty, and therefore I'm going to take it out on everyone listening tonight. With me, of course, we have the co-owner of Podzilla 1985, a good friend of mine, good friend, Jesse Kimball.
Eater Hootier.
With us, we have low to the ground, as her volume is low to your ears, Lindsay Wolfgang.
I'm going to hope it's not the case, but unfortunately, from what I told you before, it's not ringing true this time. It's still freaking tiny on my wavelengths.
Can you guys hear her?
So angry.
Yeah, I can hear.
So freaking angry.
I know, I'm just messing with her. And we got Tanner Calvert, the man himself here.
Yeah, he's here.
Tan the man himself.
Why do I? Everybody keeps adding stuff to my nickname or giving me a different nickname today. I need it to stop.
Well, at least you're not the final solution like Dalton.
Oh, God.
I called him the High and Mighty.
I heard about that. That's a good nickname for him. Although, I prefer the Final Solution. He doesn't like it. I don't know why. I think it's a kick-ass nickname.
That's a cool nickname.
It is. If I were you, I would embrace that one.
I'm not gonna. I feel like there's a reason I shouldn't.
Oh, Jesse.
Surprising small amount of people know what the Final Solution is, I'm discovering today.
But like, no, I feel like Jesse should know.
No, I feel like Jesse would know,
just trying to move past it.
As the smartest one amongst us, legitimately, that's not a joke. I truly believe. I thought Jesse would know. Maybe Jesse does know. He doesn't want to say it. It's just look it up.
Trying to move past it.
Look it up on Google and go to images.
No.
As a rule of thumb, many times Shannon says look something up on Google Images, don't do it.
Bukkake.
Don't do it.
Bukkake.
Quack like a duck.
It's a lovely recipe for cookies that you'll want. Bukkake cookies. Delicious.
My stomach hurts now.
I got my cup of coffee here. It's not made. It's Prairie Farm mocha iced coffee. I still don't have my coffee machine out, Jesse. They sprayed my apartment again. And so far, I haven't, you know, knock on Wolfwood, I haven't seen any of the little bastards yet. So hopefully it was the final solution for the roaches.
Yay. Hopefully.
Was it a gas?
It was more of a liquid, I think.
It's the final countdown.
I have nothing planned for the show. I've got nothing.
Lindsay,
you had
something.
A couple things you said you were going to do.
What Lindsay sent?
And yeah.
I mean, that's going to eat up about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I did want to talk about something, though, that was a little bit disturbing, a little bit unfortunate. Jesse, have you heard the news? Tanner, this is going to be a serious topic. You okay with that?
Sure.
All right. Jesse, did you hear about what's been going on with President Trump, Russia, the Taliban, and our American soldiers?
I have heard.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. It's
for
crazy.
those of you who haven't heard, what it is that the Russian President Vladimir Putin, who, by the way, either has or is in position to remain in power in Russia until like 2036 at this point, which is goddamn ridiculous. They keep electing him, which part of that, I guess, is because he's a good leader, which, to be fair, he kind of is a good leader when you look at how he fucking plays our president like a puppet.
I mean, in the same vein, Hitler was a good leader.
He was. Did you hear about the Final Solution?
Moving on.
The other part of that with Putin is that he has used fear and violence against his opponents to scare people into keeping him in power. Because what Vladimir Putin is a dictator. And you know how President Trump loves dictators? Kim Jong-un. He is ill. Didn't he die? They just haven't announced
it. That was
it.
The rumor.
No, there was the thing going around that he had COVID and that he was not doing good. And he had, like, a heart attack and all this other stuff, but, yeah, he's still alive.
I'm gonna look that up real quick. Did he ever, like, resurface?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess he did. Okay.
Unless they're Weekend at Bernie-ing him. Like,
I find that more entertaining.
Or they're just hoping that we're all really racist and we don't notice that that's not him.
They just had somebody else walk out there and we're all just like, it looks like the same guy.
He's got a body double.
What are you saying, Lindsay?
I said, ouch.
Oh, yeah. No, that's pretty bad. But what's going on is that President Vladimir Putin has, from what our intelligence has gathered, put a bounty on American soldiers' heads and offered to pay the Taliban money for soldiers killed. And apparently, we knew about this. President Trump was briefed on it. And he chose the very, you know, very ballsy path of doing absolutely nothing about it. So much so that he didn't even warn the troops about it. They had no idea. And Trump and this, I think this was the New York Times brought this out. And of course, I know that's fake news. We all know it's fake news, that they're failing publication, that they're probably going out of business soon and all that. but they did this, and it was verified by, of all people, John Bolton. Which, whether or not you put much faith in what John Bolton says is up to you, but he was there. He was there for all of this. Is he a shitty person? Absolutely. Is it scummy that he never once stepped in to tell Trump don't do that and instead saved it all for his book that he just released and is a bestseller? Of course he's a scumbag for it. But if what he's saying is true, President Trump, because Trump said they didn't know. They're not denying that it's true. They're denying the fact that they knew about it. They said they were never briefed on it. They were never told. Trump said, we need to figure out why I was never told about this. But Bolton and other people have said that he did know about it. And they knew about it as early as, I believe, February of 2019.
Yeah.
And didn't say or do anything about it. And this has been going on that long. And my question to the listeners out there is, you know, if you're a supporter of President Trump and everything that is against him is fake news and everything he says is true, why do you think that? Like, I really don't know what Trump has to do or not do to get you to say that he's a bad president. I'm literally at a loss of words. All of the shady shit he's done didn't bother you. The fact that he never built the wall and lied about it doesn't bother you. The fact that America is in the most divisive state I've ever seen it doesn't bother you. The fact that the coronavirus, which President Trump said in February and March that it was just going to go away, that it would be a miracle. It would just go away. It's a miracle, Jesse. All praise be Allah. And it didn't go away. And even as a couple of days ago, he said it was still going to disappear, that the numbers are looking good. He said that. They said the numbers are looking good. It's looking better for us. That is despite the fact that for the fifth time, we have posted record single-day numbers of new cases of the coronavirus. See, it's worse than it was when the infection started.
The numbers are only so high because we've been testing. We stop testing, the numbers go down.
That is shockingly true.
So, on that note from Jesse, let me tell you this conversation I had with somebody in my family, and I just won't say who. I told them that Trump has gone on record saying that if, you know, we stop testing, we stop having so many cases. And she audibly gasped. She said, there's no way he actually said that. So I actually pulled up the different interviews and different speeches he gave where he said this. And the reaction I got is, are you kidding me? That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm glad I'm opening your eyes up to how stupid this man is. And then the very next sentence out of their mouth is, oh, I'm still voting for him. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, because he's better than Sleepy Joe.
Yeah. You know, he was better than the Butcher of Benghazi.
I mean, crazy, creepy old Sleepy Joe. You see, he leaves his hand on the shoulders of women a hair too long.
He leaves power. Good. Good.
Well,
vote. The Democratic vote for Trump is right, of America. So do.
Well, I got to tell y'all, with this election coming up, I'm seeing things I really like. I've, in the past on this show, I've been a very vocal person for a third party. And Joe Jorgensen is like picking up more steam than I ever thought I would ever see a third party candidate pick up.
Yeah,
the new libertarian candidate.
And
yeah, it's almost like we go through this every fucking election. Here's the new third party that's tearing everything up, and if they do well this time, then so and so will get to do this next time, and all that stuff.
Well, here's the thing: like she's damn it, Asa. It's like he knows.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm responding to Lindsay, who just messaged me and said it's pointless for me to be on because her mic's so bad. I can fix it, Lindsay. Jump in. We can hear you just fine. Don't worry about it. You are good. If you want to throw in a quick fuck Trump, go ahead. Real quick.
I don't want to talk about Trump.
We're not going to talk about him forever, but this is what...
I know.
We're talking about Joe Jorgensen now, the true best candidate.
I don't even know who that... No, he's not the best candidate.
The one I saw was some woman that they posted.
What's her name again?
Joe Jorgensen.
I don't know.
Joe Jorgensen. That sounds like a foreigner.
Sounds like a man.
Everybody thought Gary Johnson was awesome, too, until they actually started looking into him. You're like, oh, never mind.
And plus, I'm just going to say it now, and I'm going to say it now, and I'm going to say it over and over again. A third party will never be voted president.
And that's why they never will, because of people having that attitude about it. I had the same argument with my father.
Don't get me wrong. I think a two-party system is ridiculous. I have said that forever. A two-party system is ridiculous. There's no way you can take Americans' views and beliefs and pile them into two separate piles. There has to be room for all kinds of views and all that stuff. I agree with you 100%. Mm-hmm. But that is the fantasy. Here, let's talk about the world we live in. And the world we live in, whether it's right or wrong, a third party will never become president, at least not in our lifetime, I don't think. So every time we get these new third party candidates and everyone's buzzed about them and they go, I'm going to vote for this third party. Yeah, are they a better candidate? Maybe.
But not enough people are voting for it to make a difference.
Right.
Because you have people who say, a third party never stands a chance. So then it's like, well, yeah, you know what? They're probably not going to stand a chance. So let me go ahead and vote for someone from one of the main two parties.
Here's the deal.
Jesse, lay it on them.
This is my opinion here. I agree that third parties are great, and I definitely think people should vote for them when it's elections like Barack Obama versus Mitt Romney.
Yes.
Not when it's this.
Yes.
Not
when it's this. When the Republican Party desperately needs to lose. Like, I don't care who wins. The Republican Party desperately needs to lose the presidential election.
Yes.
Then this is not... It's the same thing as 2016. This is not the year to try to get the third-party candidate on the debate floor next time.
And to be fair, in 2016, it was still a joke. We didn't know that Trump was going to win the election. We didn't know what he was capable of either. We just thought, oh, Trump is not going to win. Hillary's clearly going to win. She's more qualified for it. Turns out America didn't want a qualified politician. They just wanted a not woman.
That's what we said at the beginning of 2016. As we were getting closer to election and Trump was winning, or Trump had won the primaries and everything else, that's when we were like, all right, folks. Now, I know that a lot of you hate both of these candidates. Trump can't be allowed to win.
And he did win. And that's why I'm saying exactly what Jesse said. Like, I think a third party is great and we should support them. But Trump needs to lose. And every person...
We need to have a competent office to begin with.
Every person that votes for a third party is not voting for a third party. They're voting against Joe Biden.
You say that, but the exact same time, I can talk to a Republican and have the same exact conversation. And when I say that I'm supporting a third party candidate, well, they say, well, every vote not for Trump is just for Biden. It's the same conversation. I said this last time in 2016. It's the same conversation from both sides. I've never been the kind of person that backs the...
But who won the 2016 election?
It doesn't matter who would have won. If I had voted Gary Johnson last time, and I did, but if Clinton had won, if Hillary had won, then every Republican I know would have bashed me saying, well, since you didn't vote for Trump, you just assisted in making sure the Democrats took hold of the office. I voted for the person I thought was more capable of running the office.
You're missing part of the logic.
I get the logic. No, I just don't like that logic.
No, personally. That's not what I'm talking about.
The logic is there's so many people out there that will just vote straight party lines, whether they agree with them or not.
So what I'm saying here is that whenever somebody says that, like, voting for this person is as though you're voting for this person, it's not just straight up. So, like, the person that tells you your Republican friend versus Shannon. The idea, it depends on who you would vote for normally. So, like, if you would normally be voting for Biden as opposed to Trump, but you choose to vote third party, you're taking a vote away from Biden. And the opposite is true. Like, if you would normally vote for Trump, but you've decided that you can't vote for a Democrat or you can't vote for Trump, so you're going to go third party, then you're taking a vote away from Trump. Does that make sense? Like, it's not like it's universally
implied. I understood what you were saying.
I feel like that's what Tanner said.
Yeah, I knew what you were saying. It's just that's not a logic I want to follow. Like, and it is not that I'm voting. I don't like voting for the less two evils. I want to vote for somebody who I know. Because I'll sit here and do the research on who I'm voting for. I'm not just gonna willy nilly and jump into somebody just because they're with a party or because I don't like the person who's apparently gonna win. You know,
normally I would agree with you. Normally I would say absolutely, but this is different. This is a different reality that we live in right now. And like, I know people accuse all of us here on the show, except for maybe Tanner and Cody, and even them would argue that at this point, they would accuse us of being left-leaning liberals. And yeah, I'd say we do swing left a little bit, but I really do like to consider myself a middle road person. I'm an independent. I vote for whoever's better for the job. I voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016 because I thought she was better for the job than Donald Trump. And I stand by that vote. I will stand by that vote to the end of time. If they had run somebody else against Hillary Clinton, like let's say they had run John Kasich. I love John Kasich. I would have voted for Kasich. He's a Republican. But in this reality that we live in now, Trump just he needs to be taken out. And you know for a fact that in this election, a third party candidate is not going to win. You know that for a fact. There is no this is not the miracle year, because the people that are going to vote for Trump are still out there, and they are so dedicated in this cult of personality that they're going to vote for him regardless of what he does, whether it's killing Americans, whether it's killing our troops, whether it's putting police officers out in the streets to fight against, you know, this stuff, whether it's putting protesters' lives in danger, whatever Trump does, his cult will still vote for him. They don't care what he does. You said it yourself about somebody who criticized him and said, but I'm still going to vote for him.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. Obviously, I agree he needs to go. Like,
And who's got a better chance? Joe Biden or John Jorgensen?
Joe Jorgensen.
See, I don't even remember the name.
And so here's the thing. And CNN posted this at one point in time. But, of course, it was the approval rating for the candidates. And obviously they didn't name her by name because they'll never name a third party candidate by name on CNN or anywhere else.
What are you talking about? They talked about Gary Johnson and... what was her name from the Green Party?
Not this early in the election, though.
This early? They were talking about Gary Johnson like at the beginning of the year. The only reason that CNN hasn't been talking about third party candidates right now is because everybody's just talking about COVID.
Yeah. So the approval rating actually showed, obviously, Trump was dead last. He had like a 17% approval rating. Biden was only at like 30 something, and then at a 43% approval rating was a third party candidate is what they labeled it as. So I think more people are getting to the point where they realize that we don't have to settle for these two horribly shitty, worthless candidates. If we see somebody outside of these two parties that we like, who we think can do a good job, we can go out and vote for these people.
Yeah, and I'm reading about Joe Jorgensen right now. Joe Jorgensen favors nuclear power plants. She supports the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement. I don't agree with that.
It's because she's libertarian. Small government.
Mm-hmm.
Small government, pro-capitalism.
She opposes economic sanctions and foreign aid. I don't agree with that either. There are some things I do agree with here, but withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement, that's a big no-no for me. Her running mate is named Spike. And this isn't the first time he's been a running mate for president. He was also the running mate of Vermin Supreme, who you may remember as the homeless man with a boot on his head that's run for president multiple times.
What?
I wish I was making this up. I'm absolutely not.
I mean, this sounds like something off The Simpsons.
Like, I don't disagree with you, Tanner, and I'm not trying to shit on you, and I'm sorry if it sounds like it. I like comedy.
It definitely sounded like it.
I'm not trying to shit on you or your beliefs. I really am not. I truly believe you should vote with your heart. I 100% do. That's what I always say. But I am so, and this is going to make me sound bad, probably, but I am so desperate for Trump to lose this election, And not because he's a Republican, but because he's a shitty president
yeah.
and a terrible person.
He's
he
a
is morally
shitty person.
He has no morals. He has no integrity. He has no experience. He has no business leading the United States as president. The only way he's won is because he is a cult of personality, because he is flashy. He's a used car salesman. He's a snake oil salesman. And plenty of people have bitten into that and enjoyed that nasty ass juice running down their faces that Trump has sprayed all over them. I am not for that. I truly believe that Joe Biden is the only way we're going to get out of this Trump this Trump problem. Was he my first choice for a candidate? No, obviously not. But that's who won, and that's who I'm going to support. Not because he's a Democrat, because he has the best chance of beating President Trump. Who do you think is going to do a better job in the next 4 years as president? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Honestly, I think if either one of them get elected, they're going to die in office of natural causes.
I disagree. Donald Trump will never die.
They're both, yeah, you're right. But they're both in terrible health.
Yeah, Trump can't even
picks a good VP.
Trump can't walk down a ramp, and Biden can't talk right.
Biden has had a stutter since his 20s.
I'm not even talking about the stutter.
And that's why he talks like that.
Well, okay, so there's a lot of talk about Biden and whether or not he has the temperament or the energy to be president. And yes, sometimes, like, I get the Sleepy Joe thing. One, I hate that. I hate that Donald Trump takes someone and gives them a shitty nickname that the fucking imbecile supporters of him laugh at like it's a fucking slogan on a t-shirt. And they throw it up in Walmart to go pick up, and they just eat it up like it's candy.
Oh,
and they love it.
I snapped a felt out on somebody the other day on the
basic
on the
fucking morons. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And he's done this to everyone that's been against him. Sleepy Joe of
Hillary.
What was Hillary's?
Crooked Hillary.
Yeah, it goes on and on. And I forgot my original point now because I was so frustrated. Joe Biden. Go watch Joe Biden talking about the coronavirus outbreak. Go watch him talk about the protests. When Joe Biden is passionate, when he's on, he is on. He is good. He's a great speaker. He's an intelligent person. Is he perfect? Absolutely not. He's not my choice as candidate. But in this election, he is the best shot that we have at getting Donald Trump out of office. Yep. And that's just facts.
Because in 2008, I voted for Gary Johnson. 2012, I voted for Obama because I found out Gary Johnson was actually insane, and yeah. I had started drifting away from the Libertarian Party. And in 2016, like I said, it's just Trump is so bad that I can't support the notion of let's get third parties going. 2024, hit them third parties, man. All you want, all day long. Everybody should vote third parties, and we can get this stuff on the stage.
No, because just 2020, it'll be the exact same thing. Then there'll be somebody else steps up that's just as stupid or stands a chance of winning.
No, I was going to say, unless Trump loses this election and then runs in 2024.
If he loses this election to Joe Biden, there's no way the Republicans actually let him win the primary.
By the way, that is a picture I just posted of Vermin Supreme. That is a candidate.
He looks like a Smurf. It's not blue.
That is
That's
terrible.
Spectacular. So, yeah, no, that's... I don't think it's going to be the same. Because, yeah, like, a lot of people talked about, like, John McCain or Mitt Romney were awful. But I was fine with either of those guys. Like, I don't like them. Like, they would not have been my pick as president, but I didn't think that they would ruin the country.
I think
that Donald Trump is ruining the country.
I might have voted for John McCain, but I did not like Sarah Palin as his running mate. Like, that is the major reason I didn't vote for him. Plus, I was from Illinois, and I was actually a big fan of Barack Obama already from Chicago. So I clearly voted for him. I liked Mitt Romney. I didn't like him as much as Obama. And then now Romney is like a fucking superstar.
Yeah.
He has erased all the things that people hated him for and has come out as this really popular leader, which is just shocking.
I would 100% back him if he decided to run for president again.
I would too. I would back him. At this state where he's at, I absolutely would back him too. I would back pretty much any Republican over Donald Trump. I've said it a million times. I don't understand how Donald Trump is president. I don't. I don't know why we have not taken him out of office. He's clearly not fit to lead. And it's not just that he has bad policies. It's not just that he's a liar. This is the guy that is, especially right now, the evidence is out there and more is going to come out. He's the guy that is legitimately putting American troops at danger with his, I want to fuck Vladimir Putin act. Like, he is so in love with Vladimir Putin and wants to be his friend that Putin's walking all over him and making him look like a fucking jackass. And it's one thing to do that on a public stage and have the rest of the world look at us and laugh and say that we're not the power that we used to be. But it's another thing when he's risking the lives of soldiers who are in other countries fighting for things they believe in. And he is so careless with their lives. And it's not the first time. You remember the Gold Star family that he mocked years ago. He has no respect for the troops. He has no respect for America. And there are still people in America who would die for that man. They will vote for him to the end, even though he has done nothing for them. And I don't get it. I don't understand why people, that is the hill they want to die on, is Donald Trump. Donald fucking Trump.
In fairness,
is a joke.
A lot of, did you just call him a juke?
A joke. A joke.
He said a joke.
God damn it.
Anyway, like a lot of Trump supporters, the only thing they really know about Trump is either A, he's not a Democrat, or B, what they see posted in their echo chamber memes.
Yeah, like when Donald Trump, when he had those protesters outside the White House gassed so he could take a quick stroll over to the local church for just a single photo op with a fucking Bible and then walk back to the White House.
But according to my Republican friends, that wasn't real tear gas. And then I had to correct
according
them.
To a lot
according
of people,
to, according to the CDC, it was tear gas, just under a different name.
Yeah. And it was so Trump could take a photo op with a Bible that he held upside down. Donald Trump, the man who's been divorced multiple times. Donald Trump, the man who cheated on his wife with a porn star when she was having his child. Donald Trump, who said he's never asked forgiveness for God, walked over to a church, had protesters gassed so he could hold up a Bible just so those fucking moron imbecile followers of his could say, oh, he's a good Christian man. You are fucking ignorant. You are the reason I hate religion. You are a major reason I hate religion, is because of idiots like you. And we used to take a stance on this show that we didn't want to insult these people because some of them are good people and they're misguided. I think we're all at a point now where we would just say, fuck you, go fuck yourself. You are what's wrong with America. I have no love or respect for you. If you listen to this show still for some reason, and God knows why you would listen to the show at this point, stop listening to the show because I don't want your support either. You can fuck yourself.
All right.
That's all.
Strong words.
That got angry so fast.
I'm so sorry. I get angry when I'm talking about this. And then someone passed a note to me about his wife, about her own immigration status, and the fact that she's over here and that her family came over here when he's so anti-immigration. There's so much to hate about Donald Trump, and yet people look past all of it for some reason. He is not a good leader. He's not a good man. He's not even a handsome man. It's not like it's Jason Momoa out there fucking things up and he could just take his shirt off and say, okay, yeah, I'm a terrible leader, but did you see these abs? And Trump has nothing. He has nothing.
Yeah, I had a woman in my family. She was arguing with me about why I don't like Trump. I was like, he's the obvious reasons. I'm like, the man sat there and openly, not openly, it was in private conversation, but it was recorded. Like, he's on recording saying that he just goes up and grabs women by the...
Grabs him by the pussy.
I don't want to say it. That's one of the words I can't say. Anyway.
He says that when you're famous, you can do whatever you want. You can grab him by the pussy. But Tanner, that's just locker room talk. That's what all of us guys say. Didn't you know that?
So the funny thing is my brother, who is standing right there, says he didn't say that. And then the woman I'm talking to looks like, no, he actually did say that. And I look at her, I'm like, you know he said this. You know he said this. Why would you support somebody who thinks like that, who talks like that? And this isn't the first instance of him being essentially a rapist. How can you support that? Oh, he's a man. What man hasn't said things like that? And I just slowly looked at her. I'm like, me.
God damn you. You tied it in with it, and I love you for it.
So I'm like, any self-respecting man is never going to say anything like that. And I have never said anything like that. I've never tried anything like that, nor would I, because what the fuck? I mean, why? I don't understand it.
There was a fantastic campaign ad in 2016 when Hillary Clinton ran, where they took all the sound clips from Donald Trump when he was talking about grab her by the pussy, when he was calling women dogs, when he was basically insulting women's looks. He called Rosie O'Donnell fat pig, all this stuff. And they were, this was while you were seeing little girls looking in mirrors to these quotes and stuff like that. It was so powerful of this is how Donald Trump thinks of women. And this is how he looks at women. And it didn't matter. White women, mostly poorly educated, still came out in droves and voted for Donald Trump. And
we love reasons, poorly I don't know why. Educated. That's yeah. something he said. I don't know.
Jesse, do you remember there was a Democratic candidate, and I'm not going to say his name. You'll probably know who I'm talking about. I don't have to say his name. All I'll tell you is that he was a hot ticket. A hot ticket. And you know what ruined his career? He went bia. That ruined his campaign.
Ticket?
He was not. Yeah, he was a Republican.
No, he was Democrat.
No, he was Republican.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I gotta look it up now because
I can't think of what his last name was now.
It was Howard Dean.
Yeah.
Howard Dean led the Democratic PAC in the early stages of the 2004 campaign. I'm not crazy. Don't fucking question me on politics.
No, he definitely was running on the Republican ticket during that election. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Wait, hang on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll wait.
I guess we were wrong. I could have swore he ran on the Republican ticket.
Motherfucker, don't say we're wrong. We were right.
No, I said me and Jesse were wrong.
Yeah, me and Tanner were wrong on that one. I could have sworn that he was running on the Republican
ticket.
Yeah, I was also positive he was.
Point is, he said bia.
He did say bia. He said bia, and that ruined it. Like,
it completely crashed his campaign, and the dude was no longer taken seriously. That was enough to ruin a man in 2004? And you fast forward to 2016, and Donald Trump, not only does his fucking bullshit reality show antics keep him in the race, it made him a fucking megastar with idiots. And I don't get it, because there are so many people I know and like that are hardcore Trump supporters. And it is very difficult for me to draw a line between I still like you as a person and fuck you for being so stupid, because I genuinely like these people. But at a point, I can no longer be friends with them because of the person they support and knowing what he's done. And it's not even the fact, again, it's not just that he's a moron and that he's a joke. It's the fact that he has put American lives in danger. If you don't like Democrats because you disagree with their policies, what do you agree about with Donald Trump when he puts American soldiers, American police, and American protesters' lives in danger and doesn't blink an eye at it? Like, again, which part of that do you support?
Most of them don't know about that. Like they
need to listen to this show.
They need to listen to literally anything other than the super like gun fetish echo chamber they're a member of. Because I throw guns out there because that's just the first thing that came to mind. Like every time I see somebody share one of those, it's always from a page of like "Keep Yourselves Armed, America" or you know some page like that. And yeah, it's always some ridiculous like Trump on this really muscular body with a couple of guns and an eagle and fire in the background.
Oh, goddamn. Bob sends me one. I think it's my personal favorite. It's of Trump running towards, like, the camera, holding two kids under his arms with a picture of, like, a half-decomposed witch version of Hillary Clinton screaming behind him, like, chasing after him. And it's like, are you kidding me? This motherfucker? Oh, my God. We got to stop talking about it, because we'll spend the whole show talking about it. That's not what we're here for. All I wanted to do was bring up the fact that Trump is putting American soldiers in danger. But it turned into a 30-minute discussion about what an awful creature he is. I don't even dare to call him a human being at this point. And also, fuck Mark Zuckerberg for not taking a stance on the bullshit he spews too. Like, it is a sad fucking situation in America. I can't believe this is the world we live in now. So, I cannot believe it.
So Jesse, let me back to the voting third party in 2024.
See?
Let me throw some words out there.
See?
Republican nominee, Donald Trump Jr.
Ugh. He's not going to win the primary. He's not going to win the primary.
I mean, if
Trump Jr.?
Yeah, there's no way Trump Jr. wins the primary.
Bush Jr. Say that shit for Trump, Donald Trump Sr.?
Bush Jr. was actually shockingly charismatic before he got the election. Like, go back and listen to some of his older speeches and stuff.
He was a great speaker.
Yeah, he was a phenomenal public speaker, and he actually is intelligent. Don Jr.'s not intelligent.
Trump Jr., though, to a Republican, Don to Senior's a Donald not Trump fan.
Intelligent.
No.
That's true, but Trump Senior, has charisma in spades.
Exactly.
Does he?
Yes.
He does.
Trump Senior,
our charisma, but...
Trump Sr. is like the prototypical snake oil salesman. Like, Shannon uses that a lot, but it's ridiculously accurate.
The man,
and then you've got his like dumpy idiot son that just kind of rolls up next to him, and that's Don Jr.
Tanner, I'm glad you mentioned that. Hold on. There was something. I want to read this real quick for people that maybe didn't hear this. Let me read it real quick. I want to get the transcript here, at least part of it. You guys talk for a second.
I'm just saying, like, you know, that's some shit that could go down, and God forbid it ever happens. But
okay,
it would be.
Oh, go ahead, finish your point.
It would be him running off his father's popularity.
So I want to mention this. You talk about he can't form a full sentence. You can look back through the history of Donald Trump and hear. All of the terrible things he said. But just about a week ago, Trump was on Sean Hannity's show. They had a public discussion, or what is it called? Town hall. Except there was like seven people there because of the coronavirus that Trump doesn't believe in, by the way. Sean Hannity asked him if he won a second term, what his top priority would be for a second term. This was Donald Trump's response when asked, what are your top priority items for second term? Trump said, one of the things that will be really great, the word experience is still good. I always say talent is more important than experience. I've always said that. But the word experience is a very important word, a very important meaning. He then mentioned that he lived his life in New York and he rarely visited Washington. He says, now I know everybody and I have great people in the administration. You make some mistakes like that idiot Bolton. All he wanted to do was drop bombs on everybody. You don't have to drop bombs on everybody. You don't have to kill people. He not once said a single thing about what he wanted to do with the second term. He rambled incoherently for minutes and was never challenged on it by Sean Hannity. He's never been challenged on it by anyone at Fox News. That's why Fox News is the only ones that get the interviews with Donald Trump, because no one calls him out on his bullshit.
But hasn't he been bashing Fox News lately as well?
Well, he's only bashed Fox News for the people that do speak out against him, like Neil Cavuto or Shepard Smith when he was still on there. And I think even... Who was it the other day? Chris Wallace is a huge opponent to him, because they are biased against Trump. It's because they truly are middle of the road and present the news and call bullshit for bullshit. So Trump hates them. He loves going on Fox News and getting his ass kissed by people like Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham. But he won't touch Neil Cavuto. He won't touch Shepard Smith or of Chris Wallace. He completely avoids them because they will call him out on his nonsense. So when he bashes Fox News, it's because he blames them and says that they're not as honest and friendly to him as they used to be, because they have these reporters that are genuine reporters. They're actual journalists, unlike your Tucker Carlsons and your Sean Hannitys, who are just... their talk show hosts, paraded as journalism and put on a network that has built itself around falsehoods and lies. And the people that watch Fox News take it as fact. They take Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson as fact, as real news. And that is the danger, because when you hear that as real news and it's just lies and propaganda, and you believe it and you don't check for other sources, that is the idea that you have, and then you spread that shit out through your community and no one checks the source, and then you elect a motherfucker like Donald Trump.
Shannon, for the folks that don't know, why don't you hit our listeners with Tucker Carlson's sign out line?
I actually don't know, because I don't watch the motherfucker.
Oh, really? All right. Oh, this is great. You're going to love this. Even when I'm wrong, I'm right.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
What?
That's Tucker Carlson's sign out line.
I don't want to believe that's true.
All right, let me make sure. I'm gonna Google it just to make sure that that's.
Actually, I think you might be wrong on that. I think that is another guy on another network, because I remember hearing about this. I don't think that's Tucker Carlson. You got to be fair to fair.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to Google it here.
Yeah, and then we're gonna end that. And then Lindsay had a great topic that I do want to talk about, because it is much happier. And I feel like this show has been basically me ranting for 40 minutes, which some people out there really
like.
But other people absolutely hate.
I mean, you got me involved in it, so that's impressive.
I get passionate about these things. Like, there's some things we can disagree on in the world. We don't always agree on everything. Not everything is black and white. But one thing that is black and white to me is that Donald Trump is a terrible president. He has done nothing for no one. He has no respect for America. He has no respect for our troops. He has no respect for our police departments. He has no respect for our citizens. He has no respect for women. The only people he respects are people like Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un, any dictator that he can suck up to make himself look like he also has a big penis in his country. It's ridiculous, and I'm ashamed that there are so many people that I genuinely like that buy into his bullshit. Like, it's that level of stupidity that I can't believe exists.
All right, for the record, I was wrong. You guys have to forgive me. I slept like 4 hours last night. Graham
it's
Ledger.
Okay, that's why we check the face. Yeah.
Graham Ledger from the Daily Ledger on One America News signs
off. Which, by the way...
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, go ahead. Oh, well, I was going to say, but... I'll go.
Good job, guys. Good job.
The one, whatever that you just said, is actually Donald Trump's preferred network now, even over Fox News generally.
Oh, yeah, because all they do is suck his dick.
They are way more friendly to him, absolutely.
But yeah, his sign-off line, Graham Ledger, even when I'm wrong, I'm right.
And what a great way. What a great way to run a news organization. And they say CNN is fake news. They say it's biased. MSNBC is biased. And you know what? To be fair, they are. They are very much biased against Donald Trump. And you know what? Good. They need to be biased against Donald Trump. Because someone has to fight back against the goddamn propaganda machine that is Fox News. Anyway, let's stop talking about it. I've ranted enough. If you're still listening to us, we do have a fun little discussion that I'm pretty sure Lindsay and I both did. And maybe Jesse? Although Jesse might just be pulling it out of the air. Tanner definitely will be.
Well, I mean, she did send the message at like almost 8.
So, she did.
I never got a response originally when I asked Shannon about the idea, so I didn't send it out. And he somehow convinced himself that I sent that to everyone to begin with.
No, I thought you said it on the air.
Yeah.
No.
Like, I didn't.
I thought you legitimately said it on the air, and everybody was like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. I don't know why I thought that, but Lindsay, go ahead and tell him the idea, and that way Tanner can very quickly throw together a list, which I'm sure will be a good list, because Tanner, if anything, I know Tanner knows entertainment. He knows movies. Not every movie. He's never seen Predator. I was actually going to ask you, Tanner, have you ever seen Alien? Maria was asking about it, and I want to get clarification.
I have seen Alien. I have not seen Aliens. Okay. Now I'm thinking about it, besides the newer movies like Prometheus and
Alien Covenant.
I haven't. The original is the only one I've seen.
Okay. Well, that's still good. The original is arguably the best one.
I like Aliens.
You could also Aliens was the best one, which I haven't watched, but that's just what I've been told.
Alien is a haunted house movie in space. It's really good, but it's very slow paced. Aliens is just balls to the wall alien murdering action with the Colonial Marines. So pick your poison, but they're both excellent films. Anyway, Lindsay, hit us with that topic.
Okay, so tonight we were to pick our top 5 favorite directors that we consistently, for the most part, enjoy their work.
Yeah, so I don't think this one's going to be difficult.
This is a good one.
Yeah, no, I typed up a list. Like it would probably
change.
And
I don't think we've done it yet.
At some point, but I've got a list that I'm happy with right now.
All right, so I want to start with Tanner because I want him to get the number one that I know he's going to pick in before anyone else picks it. Tanner, go ahead.
My first one? Who do you think I'm going to pick?
Do you want me to answer?
Mel Brooks.
Yeah, Mel Brooks.
I mean, that wasn't going to be my first one. Eventually, I'm sure. I was going to go with John Carpenter.
That's a great choice. John Carpenter's done some of my absolute favorite horror movies in the past. Obviously he did Halloween, which is iconic, but what's your favorite John Carpenter film, and I'll tell you mine.
Honestly, it is Halloween is the original.
Is Halloween?
Yeah, just the original. It's as much as I love Friday the 13th, and it is my favorite series, we wouldn't have Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street without Halloween.
It's true. And I agree that Halloween is a fantastic film, but my favorite John Carpenter film is actually Ghosts of Mars. Pause for laughs.
I've actually
no,
never
I'm just
seen
kidding.
It.
It's okay. It's silly. It's probably a lesser known film. I've talked about it to people before, and no one I know has ever seen it other than me. And Tanner, I don't know if you've seen it. It's called John Carpenter's Vampires.
Yeah.
Love that film. It stars James Woods and I think Ian. Oh, what the hell? Thomas Ian Griffith, I think is his name. I'm getting that wrong. I'm going to fuck that up. I'm going to look it up. But it's about vampire hunters who come across a super duper strong vampire, and he's looking for this, I think it's like a cross, if I remember correctly, that will basically make him almost invincible.
Thomas Ian and Griffith.
Oh, okay. I was right.
And yeah. Daniel Baldwin and James Woods.
Hey, it's a Baldwin. Remember we talked about them?
I'm surprised. Followed up
by a bunch of terrible sequels.
I'm really surprised that The Thing isn't your favorite John Carpenter movie.
Well, you know, I forgot that he did
it. he doesn't want to be cool and go with like a really obscure one.
No, Jesse's absolutely right. He just made me look like an asshole. It's definitely The Thing.
Yeah, I was me and Shannon have bonded over this before, like how much we like The Thing. It's such a great movie.
So proud of myself for the Howard Dean thing. Now I just feel like a jackass. Because I couldn't get something as easy as The Thing. Oh, God. Okay. Let's move on. Lindsay, let's go to you. Who do you got?
Okay. I'm going to go with the one that inspired this list because I was watching a Reunited Apart video earlier in the week and they did a tribute to him and I realized I like a lot of the movies that he directed. John Hughes.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
He pretty much wrote Teenagers.
Yeah, pretty much. And I don't know. I'm just looking through the list of the ones that he like fully directed, not just the ones that he wrote. I like all of them.
Yeah. I also really like all of them. And he also was a big inspiration on Jay and Silent Bob and Kevin Smith, you know?
Yep.
So, yeah, I think that's a good pick. That is honestly not someone I expected you to pick. So you surprised me.
I know, right? That's also why I started with it.
Jesse, you want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go next. I'm gonna make my first one here. Taika Waititi.
I debated them. Am I gonna type him out? Do I really want to put him on the list? Because I feel like somebody else is gonna pick that, and I knew it would be Jesse.
Oh yeah, like I'm loving that dude right now. Just between like Jojo Rabbit and Thor Ragnarok. I love
Ragnarok.
Ragnarok is so good. I love both of those movies so much. Have any of you guys seen Jojo Rabbit?
No, I've heard it's good.
Oh, it's phenomenal, and you should all watch it. It's a wonderful, wonderful film about it's a coming of age story about a Nazi named Jojo, whose imaginary friend is Adolf Hitler, played by Taika Waititi.
That's
great. Sheesh.
That is the most fucking insane storyline I think I've heard in a long time.
I know, and it's so good. Like, it's unbelievably good. It's a fantastic film, and I highly recommend everybody watch it. You will laugh, you will cry, you'll have a great time. It's just beautiful.
Oh, so, Jesse, this will help you. This will make you feel even better about him. What was your favorite episode of The Mandalorian?
Oh, here we go.
My favorite episode of The Mandalorian? I know Taika Waititi directed one.
Yeah.
But I don't know which one, and I couldn't honestly tell you what my favorite episode is.
How about the season finale with the Darksaber?
The season finale was pretty spectacular.
That's the one the one he directed.
Oh, nice.
Can I state an unpopular opinion?
Yeah,
Months after watching The Mandalorian, it was okay.
Oh, no.
And I'm not saying it was bad. It wasn't bad by any means. But now that I'm looking back on it and thinking, it was good, but it wasn't great. Like, I don't know why we were so obsessed with it when it came out. It was good, but it wasn't great.
I mean, you're wrong.
Am I the only one that thinks that?
Yep.
I loved it.
And I'm not going to take anything away. You know, everybody has their own taste. I liked it. There were certain things that I loved. I loved the episode where he was in the space prison, and you had, like, Bill Burr was in it.
Oh, Clancy that Brown episode was so good.
Yeah, that was.
I think that was my favorite episode of the series. I also liked.
I liked the episode with the walker in it.
Oh yeah, where they trap it.
Just got a message from Maria, who's behind me, that says, "So she's playing WoW. So I accidentally fell off a cliff and died, and I can't get to my grave." You can't die as a ghost. You can just jump off the cliff. Yeah, see, ghosts are invincible, just like Donald Trump's campaign career.
But is she gonna? Is it somewhere that she's gonna be stuck though?
She can always use her Soulstone or Hearthstone to go back.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll get my first pick in. Which weird one do you want? American or other?
Other.
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 Yeah, it'll be fun that way.
I'm going to start with Takashi Miike then, a.k.a. Beat Takashi.
Okay.
You may have seen some of his films. He did a lot of really good, mostly super violent Japanese movies. When I was in my college years and a little bit after college, I was heavy into J-horror and Japanese movies in general. And he did some of my absolute favorites. He did Audition, which made Lindsay squirm just now.
No, just yeah, you just mentioning that movie. No.
He did 13 Assassins that I loved. He did Ichi the Killer, which is a fantastic Yakuza film. He did Gozu, which is really weird. Imprint, one of the best episodes from, what was it called? Masters of Horror. Tanya, you remember the Masters of Horror that was on Showtime?
Yeah.
And Lindsay, you'll like this one. He also directed The Happiness of the Katakuris.
Did he really? I love that movie. It's so weird.
I know. I thought of you when I mentioned that. I was like, oh, she's going to get a kick out of
that. That's awesome that he directed that.
Yeah, he's a great, great director. Go out of your way to see some of his movies. Now, I warn you, they are super fucking violent and disturbing, but he's a fantastic director.
Yes, they are.
Tanner, let's go back to you.
For my second pick, I am going to go with Sean Cunningham.
And at the Who's that?
I love him. At the same time, I hate him.
I'll be right back. Maria is now swimming on a rock and fatiguing to death. So I'm going to help her for just a second. She came back to life and somehow she's swimming on a rock. I don't understand how she broke the game.
Yeah, I'm going to guess Tanner, that she fell off a cliff that goes off the side of the map. And so she's out of no man's land. So what was your second pick, Tanner?
Okay, she's fine now, I think.
Sean Cunningham.
What movie, buddy?
What he
is the creator and director of the original Friday the 13th.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm noticing a pattern to your directors.
Don't worry, it's the last one.
Well, it is Tanner.
That's true. Tanner is the slasher fanatic.
Tanner, are you basing that just on that one movie?
No, I mean, because he had a hand in several of them.
Mm-hmm.
But sorry, there's yelling outside and upstairs. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is going on.
Oh, okay.
It's really close to the 4th of July.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Unfortunately.
So, it's a love-hate relationship for me and Sean Cunningham right now. Like, I had to love him because he started my favorite franchise. But he's also the one that kind of fucked over the video game.
Oh, because he had the rights to it?
Yeah, and he's had them tied up in court the entire time. That's why they had to stop creating content for it. Now it's just dead.
Yep.
So,
which is great because then they released it to Switch.
Yeah, yeah. Which dead. To just no new content.
DOA. All right, Lindsay, let's go to you. This is taking up more time than I thought. Jesse's always right about this. Go ahead.
Yeah. So next, I'm going with Henry Selick, the actual director of Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ooh.
And I also really, really like Coraline. And even though I don't like it as much as you, still have a soft spot for James and the Giant Peach. So I like my stop motion animation films.
That movie
and
freaked me out, man.
Just
Donnie Trump and his Giant Peach.
Oh.
Yeah, no, we're forgetting about that one.
Jesse, let's go to you.
All right, my next one is going to be Mel Brooks.
Also, as a
rule, motherfucker,
that's fucked up. I tried, Tanner.
I gave you one. I gave you two. You had two before me,
motherfucker.
I let you.
I'm gonna
let you try.
I'm gonna say also you have to say your favorite movie by them from this point on.
Blazing Saddles.
Absolutely, that's the only choice.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, like, there's,
no,
he,
it's not
he
the
has,
only choice.
He has a lot of good films. The only choice for best is Blazing Saddles.
It is my favorite, but it's still not like you got like Young Frankenstein gets a fair shake.
It's classic.
History of the World gets a fair shake.
It's fine.
Never seen it.
I personally love Silent Movie.
No, I haven't seen that one either.
Wait, is that the one with Burt Reynolds in the shower?
Yes.
The one that we used for the picture that one time.
and then Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Robin Hood Men in Tights, like I would give you like I would never.
It's Blazing
like,
Saddles.
Yeah, it's Blazing Saddles. Robin Hood Men in Tights is my second favorite.
I'm not disagreeing that it's the best movie. I'm just saying like others have to be given a fair shake.
Can I real quick say his worst movie that no one would ever say is his best? Spaceballs.
Oh,
you son of a bitch.
Aww.
I was actually about to say Spaceballs is my third favorite, but
No, it's legitimately, it's Dracula Dead and Loving It. Absolutely. Even though I like that movie. You know, I like it. It's Leslie Nielsen as Dracula. What's not
to
like?
You gotta give it a chance, but it's still, it's out of his movies, it's the worst.
My next pick, I actually have two Davids. I'm gonna go with first David, David Lynch.
I like David Lynch.
David Lynch makes movies I don't understand. He did.
But yet you still like
Mulholland Drive. Lost Highway is one of the most confusing films that I've ever loved. And I don't know why. It's something about the way he directs. It's the mystery of it. It's the creepiness. I'm a big David Lynch fan. He also did Twin Peaks, if you're a TV fan. I don't know. David Lynch is one of my favorite directors. He always has been. I'm going to pick Lost Highway as my favorite film. It's not his best, but it's my favorite film of his. And if you've ever seen Lost Highway, first off, has anyone here seen Lost Highway?
No.
That's what I assumed. So,
movie night.
No, you don't want this one. No. You don't want this pain.
See, I figured you would go with Dune over anything else. That's actually the only thing I can think of from David Lynch. I'm looking through his movies right now, and I'm like, I've seen many of these.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I've never seen Dune.
Really?
Never seen it.
You should watch Dune.
But I know halfway through Lost Highway, it's about Bill Pullman, and I guess he murders his wife. He goes to jail, and then he wakes up as a completely different character. Which they then carry on a story with him. It makes no sense. That's all I'm saying, if you've ever seen the movie. Anyway, Tanner, let's go to you, number three.
I am going to go with the Russo brothers.
Oh, I had that on my list, too. That's fair. All right, so took one of yours, you took one of mine.
That's right.
We're talking about MCU guys?
They've done a lot more than that. They had a lot of episodes in Community.
Oh, my God. Their Community episodes are just the best.
But, yeah, no, like, that. They directed my favorite MCU movies.
Let's see. Civil War, Winter Soldier, and both, Infinity Sagas.
Okay.
So, but my favorite is definitely going to be Endgame.
The highest grossing film of all time, I think, right?
I mean, they cheated to do it, but they still got it.
I mean, in fairness, they beat out a movie that was in theaters three times.
That is also
Titanic?
True.
Or Avatar.
Titanic.
Yep. Okay.
No, it was Avatar.
Are you sure? I thought it was Titanic.
No, it was Avatar.
No, Avatar beat Titanic.
Well, I mean, either way, both of them were in theaters. Well, Titanic was in theaters three times, and Avatar was in theaters twice.
I believe so.
Fucking James Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to go with the one that I purposely added the clause of the, for the most part, Tim Burton.
Yeah, I've got Tim Burton on mine, too.
Because I've got him there to a point, and then it just drops off real fast. But as far as favorite, I'm going to have to go between either Edward Scissorhands and Big Fish.
What is my favorite Tim Burton movie? I think my favorite Tim Burton movie, even though I don't think anyone else would ever claim it, is probably Batman Returns.
Oh, Batman Returns is definitely my favorite Tim Burton movie.
I still like, I mean, Jack Nicholson as the Joker in the first one is better than anything that's in Batman Returns, but Batman Returns is still the better movie. It's just more complete. Does lack that Prince soundtrack though. Jesse.
All right, my next one's gonna be Quentin Tarantino.
Oh,
you knew it was coming from somebody.
Hot take.
Yeah, he's a great director.
Weird little man. Yeah. Great director.
Yeah, for sure. As for favorite movie, I'm about to surprise some people. I think it might be Inglourious Bastards.
No, that's a great movie. That's not a surprise.
Oh. Yeah, well, I mean, like, I also love Django and Pulp Fiction. Like, those are both incredible movies, but
I think that may be the only Tarantino movie I haven't seen.
Inglourious Bastards?
Yeah, and it's not that I don't want to watch it. I've never put it on.
All right,
you got to watch it.
We need to have a movie night, like ASAP, because that's such a good movie.
I also need to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I don't care what anybody
He really does. I love Christoph Waltz.
That man does no wrong.
Jesse, in the same vein, since you picked him, I'm going to skip ahead to one of mine, Robert Rodriguez.
You son of a bitch. I'm going to reserve that son of a bitch until I know what your favorite is.
It's Desperado.
Okay, then you're good.
Like, Desperado to me is, I wouldn't say top five favorite movies of all time, but at least top 10. I love that movie so much, and I've watched it a million times.
That whole series, man, just the whole Desperado series. Yeah.
El Mariachi, even El Mariachi, if you've never seen it, it's good. But you can skip it and just go right to Desperado.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico, though.
Fantastic. Great but there's just something about the first Desperado movie that it was just so much fun. So much fun. And he's done other stuff, too. Not everything he's done I've been a big fan of. Like, I didn't give a shit about Spy Kids. Lava Shark.
I enjoyed the first one.
Bony Girl or whatever the name is. Shark. I don't know what they're called. Shark Boy and Lava Girl, I think is what it actually was called.
Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Yeah, but I really like Robert Rodriguez's work. From Dusk Till Dawn, one of my favorite horror movies. But it's really Desperado that seals the deal for me on Rodriguez. But I love him. And you can't talk about Tarantino without talking about Rodriguez. They're so closely tied to each other.
Sure.
It's fantastic. Tanner.
Okay, I'm going to go with one. You guys won't believe this. It's so obscure. Steven Spielberg.
Who?
I know, right? What the fuck's he done?
Did he do that movie, Et?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's my favorite film from him, which to you guys won't be a surprise, and honestly, anybody who knows me, it shouldn't be a surprise. Lincoln. The Daniel Day-Lewis film he did.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
But I thought, was it Vampire? Yeah, it was Vampire.
I mean, not from Spielberg, but okay.
Not from Spielberg, no.
That Lincoln with Daniel Day-Lewis was it is one of my favorite movies of all time, and it's great because it shows the dark and the good, and it's so great.
Okay, we'll give it to you, Lindsay. We're gonna just shuttle through these really quick.
Okay, my next one was Ron Howard.
That's a good one.
And I'm going to have to go with Apollo 13. I love that movie.
Any of the Dan Brown series. I've seen
parts of it. The who?
The Dan Brown series. Da Vinci Code.
Don't tell me. Yeah. I got you.
I love those.
I also never realized he directed Willow. I really liked that movie, too.
Was it an MCU film or something he directed recently?
He didn't. No, he directed Solo.
That's what it was. Yeah.
He's Han Solo.
I can't imagine.
Don't ever do that.
I can't imagine how bad that movie was before he stepped in.
We'll never know. I'm surprised no one's picked.
Don't say it. Someone might.
Yeah, we still have. You and me each have two left.
Yeah, they're not going to pick it. I'll save it for the end, but no one's going to pick it. Jesse, go on.
All right, my next one, I'm going to go with another lesser-known director, Martin Scorsese.
I'm drawing a blank.
Never heard of her.
Is she a libertarian?
Yeah. And the movie I'm going to go with is The Departed.
That's a good film. That's a good film. And with him, there's so many to pick.
There really is.
Like, my God, you talk about a just murderous row of talent there, of movies.
Yeah, because, I mean, but he also did, Wolf of Wall Street.
I'm about to say that. Wolf of Wall Street is definitely one of my favorites from him.
I'm still waiting for him to do...
Casino?
Oh, yeah. I'm still waiting... He's supposed to be doing an H.H. Holmes story. I think it's Devil in the White City or Devil in Chicago, I think is what they're going to call it.
Fuck, I need that in my life.
Right? Like, I desperately want that show to happen. They announced it a long time ago, and they were going to have Leo DiCaprio in it, which, I mean, Scorsese doing
maybe
a
not
movie
now.
With Leo DiCaprio? What?
You next you're going to tell me he's got De Niro in there. Get out of here.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Goodfellas... like it's
every gangster movie from like the 80s on.
And like I still haven't seen The Irishman because it's like 3.5 hours long, but I really want to see
I also want to see that. Very, very good. For my next pick, one person I'm just going to give a quick shout out to, but I can't put him on the list. Darren Aronofsky. I really wanted to put him on my list because I love The Wrestler. I love Black Swan, but he also did Mother with Jennifer Lawrence and I can't forgive him for that. So we're going to scratch him off. I'm actually going to put, David Cronenberg.
Oh, man, yeah.
Oh, thank God. Thank God, I was worried no one was going to, know who David Cronenberg is.
Cronenberg created a genre of horror that, it's named
body
after him.
Horror.
Yeah, Cronenbergian horror is a thing because of him. The Fly,
favorite,
I think, right?
That's my favorite movie by him. And he's got a lot of really good ones. I would say Videodrome. Videodrome is one of my absolute favorite films, but I don't understand most of it. Long Live the New Flesh is one of my favorite quotes, but I don't understand the film. Hunter, I know you've seen it. Help me. Help me understand what that movie was about. I get it's got deep meaning, but I just can't. The Fly, on the other hand, even though it is also symbolic, it's also just about Jeff Goldblum turning into a fly.
Yes. And boy, yeah. Is it creepy.
And disgusting.
That, too.
But Cronenberg is... I will watch a Cronenberg film. I might not want to, but I will. Tanner, last round.
Peter Jackson.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, motherfucker.
Yeah.
He said Peter Jackson.
He sure
I'm not going to pick any of the Lord of the Rings films, if that helps you. Though I love them.
No, you can pick Lord of the Rings, you just can't pick The Hobbit.
I'm not picking The Hobbit either.
Good, because they're not good films.
I'm going to pick The Lovely Bones, because I love that movie. And even though it doesn't end anywhere near like the book.
I know the book. I heard the movie isn't as good.
Compared to the book, no. But normally, any movie based off a book is terrible. Or in comparison to the book. But the movie itself was still good.
Okay. I'll give you that. I've never actually seen it. I haven't even read the book, but I know of it.
Do you know the premise?
Yeah, girl is murdered horribly, and then it's her spirit like watching over her family and the man that killed her.
Yes, kind of.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. I mean, it is very, very strange. My English teacher in college, she always told me to read it, and I never did read it. I'm sorry, Miss Holm. I never read it, but I'll watch the movie one day, I promise.
Jesus
Christ. Lindsay.
My final one should be an obvious one for
Jim
me.
Henson.
Jim Henson.
Ha!
Yep.
Yeah, I think everybody was like, why hasn't Lindsay said that one yet?
Yeah, because I was saving him for last. Oh, and as much as I love Dark Crystal, Labyrinth is still my favorite.
Too bad not everybody could save their best for last.
I snicked that shit out from you real quick.
Heck.
No regrets.
Henson, definitely. Absolutely.
Although if I go with the one I've watched the most, I have to go with Muppets Take Manhattan, because I watched that like weekly as a child.
Own that movie.
Jesse, let's finish up with yours and then mine real quick, and we'll get out of here.
I'm going to say I like it more as a writer than a director, but I'm going to go with Jon Favreau.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
Yay!
And my favorite movie that he directed is the first Iron Man, I would say. But yeah, he has a ton of like great writing credits, and he has a few great directing credits too. But like he wrote a lot of The Mandalorian. I think he also directed Chef and wrote that one. And Chef is a really good movie. Like, yeah, I like John.
Wasn't
Favreau.
He? He was in Chef, wasn't he?
He was. He was in Iron Man as well.
Yeah, I mean he has a tendency to star in whatever he's writing,
or at least be in it. Have a role of some kind.
Man, the last one's really hard for me because there's so many that I want to pick. Like, as an honor thing, I would love to pick Harold Ramis, but because I'm such a big Harold Ramis fan, but he only, of the movies he directed, I like him better as a writer than a director because he did direct some classics. Caddyshack, he directed Vacation, Groundhog Day.
He directed most of the Lampoon movies back in the day.
Yes.
So I thought he was he had the writing credit for most of that. I didn't think he had the directing credit, too.
He directed those. But the ones he wrote, you know, obviously he wrote Ghostbusters, he wrote Stripes. He wrote a lot of really good ones, too. But he also directed some fantastic ones. But I don't know. His directing, the movies that he directed, I love. But I don't know. The same reasons I would pick, like, Ivan Reitman, strictly based on Ghostbusters. But I can't. I can't pick him for one film. So I don't know my last one. I don't know if I can pick one in particular. If I had to do one, if you twisted my arm and said you got to pick one, I would say maybe Ridley Scott, Blade Runner, Alien. He did so many fantastic movies that I love. I also wanted to say James Cameron, but that's almost...
I almost put Cameron on mine, but I wanted to do a couple different ones.
Yeah, I would pick him mostly for Aliens. And Terminator 2, which was my favorite Terminator.
Terminator 2 is so good.
But Titanic.
But I think it's a film that was made.
We're throwing out honorable mentions here, too. Like, I want to throw out Christopher Nolan real quick.
Yeah, Yeah, and I also I want to hit you that hit that crush button for Shannon real quick for Titanic because of the Kate Winslet. Tanner,
you couldn't even remember her name.
I mostly remember her nudity. Tanner, you got that? There it is. Crush button is hit. Thank you. Also want to throw out Wes Craven as an honorable mention.
Oh, man. So I'm actually like looking through directors right now. I also forgot about Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, del Toro.
I like del Toro a lot.
Nobody said George. And the ones I was going to say, I can't believe nobody said. Nobody said George Lucas. Nobody said, the guy from 300. I can't remember his name. Zack Snyder. No one said Zack Snyder.
Why would anybody? No, that's fine.
No one said Joss. Did Joss Whedon ever direct or just write?
No, he's director.
Okay. There was a bunch of names that I was surprised no one mentioned. But I think those are solid lists. I really do. And I also think that's going to end the show for us tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, I hear the explosion.
Again apologize that my recording sucks.
It's okay. We can hear you and they'll be able to hear you. That's the important thing. So we'll get it fixed up.
Okay.
Otherwise, we are going to go down to Lindsay's place and eat dinner, and then we're going to play Animal Crossing.
Woohoo, because food.
And I can't say it out loud because then I might get in trouble with Nintendo. We're just going to play Animal Crossing. That's all you need to know.
Yay.
We're going to be back tomorrow with the legendary, the PZ85 legendary chat.
Stop. Just stop.
You've already
the legendary
jacked it up PZ85 already.
PZ85 group chat podcast for happiness.
That's fine. We're going to do that tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have something special planned, Tanner.
I'm gonna need we're gonna talk. Oh, our plan? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Lick him.
Something fun. Something fun for the final solution. It's gonna be great. We'll be back tomorrow with that. Of course that'll be me, Tanner, Hunter, and Dalton, hopefully. It'll be a fun show. It'll be a good time. Hope you guys had fun listening to the last half of this show tonight. The first half you probably didn't have a lot of fun with.
If you made it to the second
Look,
half.
Look, some women say that ranting Shannon is the sexiest Shannon. But I'll leave it up to you to decide. For myself, for Tanner, for Jesse, for Lindsay, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with the PZ85 Legendary Podcast Happiness Show. And we'll do it all again next week. Jesse, we got Nerd Up this week, or is that the following week?
It's the following week. We just did a Nerd Up this past Monday, so.
Oh.
So, Tanner, maybe this.
Yep.
What's up?
I know where you're going.
You thinking what I'm thinking? Yep. Okay. All right. We'll talk about it after the show. We might have something special for you.
Yeah.
We'll do it next week. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next time, tomorrow, actually, for the next show. We love you guys so much. Steal it from Hunter. Later.